Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to have a particularly jam-packed and important worldwide transmission today. Thank you for joining us. It is the 13th day of March, 2012. Well, I had an extreme epiphany, awakening, understanding this morning. And much of the realization I had, I already knew, but it really hit me hard right between the eyes. And I will break down this epiphany as best I can, and I will make it one of the main goals of this radio show to explore this epiphany. I have explored this some in the past, but it is the big enchilada. I felt like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. It is in times of great change that we see the best and the worst of people. And I can tell you that society is in a very grave crisis, not just militarily, not just intellectually, but in our gut, in our spirit, in our soul. And I will break down this epiphany on the other side, this realization, this higher level of awakening that I've experienced. And this awakening is simple confirmation. What's so bizarre, I actually called Paul Watson during this happening and told him it was happening. And he said, no, I'm noticing it too. I'll give you a little hint. People were just running off the road everywhere, going into zombie state. They're putting stuff in the water. They got wavelengths going. It is wild. I mean, we've all got to fight for our consciousness right now. This is hardcore what's going on. And something big's about to happen. What I saw driving into work this morning was bizarre. And it's even being pointed out. In fact, I saved the newspaper and then lost it on the RV coming back. I don't know where it is. Guys, can you guys type whatever the newspaper is in Orlando? Something like pedestrian accidents way up. And then it gets into people not paying attention and walking out in front of cars and walking into fountains and falling off balconies. Because I kept meaning to pull up more data. I knew it was important because I've been seeing it. But the public now is just walking out in front of cars, bicycles coming out on 70-mile-an-hour highways right in front of you, vehicles just flying off highways, people texting while driving. You talk to the public on the street. They're either totally awake or they're in zombie state. I'm already getting into the epiphany. It's just I was seeing it this morning. It was like a video game driving into work this morning, just wrecking and splattering and jumping mediums. And it was women just texting while they're driving with computer screens up their faces, flying off highways. And this is the insertion into the Matrix. They're coming out. In fact, we reprinted it. Came out last week. New video games to interface with brain. I mean, it's all coming out, these neural hookups. I mean, you put a kid in front of the TV, you see him go into a trance state. A literal sleepwalking brainwave occurs when you hook him up to the different systems that read brainwaves. My God. I don't know how we're going to stand against this weapon system. We're living in a science fiction movie. I hope you realize that. By the way, what we told you 8 years ago has now been publicly announced. Google is the National Security Agency. That's mainstream news. DARPA. It's an NSA two-way grid. It's a crystal ball. It's an electronic crystal ball system. They now admit it. We're not in Kansas anymore. It's 2012. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 13th day of March 2012. We only had him on for about 15 minutes Sunday. I didn't have time to finish our discussion. I wanted to get into the latest on the world financial meltdown and what's happening in Europe and how that affects us with investigative journalist Greg Palast. He'll be popping in for about 20, 30, 40 minutes, I'm not sure, in the second hour. And then investigative journalist John Rappaport, who used to work for ABC News and CBS and decided to quit working for him about 16 years ago to expose the globalist. Always an informative interview. He'll be joining us on a host of issues. I talked to Paul Watson this morning, and he's going to have breaking news. About 3 weeks ago, he found the big bioethics journal that is used for policy worldwide in hospitals. They no longer have the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. And they said, we're going to start killing people up to age 3 and old people. If we decide, the government decides your life isn't worth living and that we say you're not conscious, then we are going to start killing you. And then Christian Science Monitor, London Telegraph, Associated Press, they all picked it up a few days later and it became a big discussion. See, they don't want to have all this rolled out now. They didn't want death panels being discussed pre-passage of the health care bill. After it was passed, they said, yeah, you kill grandma, you hire 10 teachers, Bill Gates said. And then they could have, you know, Newsweek with the cover story of the case for killing Granny, showing an old lady with the plug being pulled on her on the cover. The only way they can get away with this is that they have basically mesmerized the public. When you hear folks say the public's in a trance, people are like sleepwalking zombies. That is your subconscious, highly powerful brain. The conscious is only the small, narrow focus of that huge supercomputer we've all got between our ears. Those are not hyperbole. It's out of the mouths of babes. That's what's going on. And I've done countless radio shows and had doctors on and shown the brain waves lowering when you watch television or play video games for extended periods of time. And I've read the DARPA documents on air where they talk about artificially lowering brain waves and lowering consciousness with chemicals, different wavelengths through television, biologicals as well. It's a cocktail. And DARPA admits that for at least a decade they've been testing, this was in the Baltimore Sun 10 years ago, on cell towers, testing carrier waves that they found can affect human emotion. I mean, this is admitted in the scholarly documents and has even come out in newspapers. So we're not in Kansas anymore. We're in a Buck Rogers world. Here it is. Department of Justice wants court to keep Google-NSA partnership secret. The NSA and CIA founded it 12 years ago on record. I've had former top technology advisors from the CIA, like Dr. Steele, on to break it down. I mean, 7, 8, 9 years ago, we covered this. Here is CNET News. Google hires DARPA director Regina Duggan. Well, they're just publicly merging. See, the New World Order is uncloaking right now. Open world government's being announced. Open chemicals to be added to the water is being announced. They're already doing it, but now they're announcing it. It's all happening. I want you to understand this. And the problem is I study this obsessively, probably, let's not exaggerate, I study probably 7 hours a day. I handle administrative things another 3 or 4 hours a day. And then I'm on air 3 or 4, sometimes 5 hours a day. Well, 6, 7 hours a day when I do interviews. And every basic instinct I've got, every selfish human survival mechanism that my supercomputer, again, hundreds of times more complex and deep than my focused conscious mind, is telling me, get your children, get your wife, evacuate, run, 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 run. And then, sure, on my YouTube videos, on average, we get about 98% support. No one gets that on the web. People are waking up, but still, I look at those who are making jokes about us, and they think this is hyperbole. They think this is a joke. Let me explain something to you. The eye has not seen, the ear has not heard. I cannot articulate to you what we're on the verge of, okay? Okay? The globalists are all about denying reality, living in a fantasy world, and they're trying to get you to buy into it. They want you to choose the Matrix, and the Matrix is real. We're not in tanks, you know, as batteries powering some system. We are, as the globalists call us, human resources walking around, powering and running their system. They're not in full control yet. This is not a total Matrix yet. But through the television, through the video games, through the bombardment on the street of the Times Square-style system that's going in everywhere in Walmarts and malls, this total bombardment of propaganda and subliminals, the globalists themselves say they are inserting us into a hybrid system. In fact, it was written in the 70s by DARPA that by 2020, 2025, they would begin the insertion of humans into tanks. The Matrix is only imitating what DARPA plans. And I have shown you those chapters. The Federation of American Scientists in 2000 released it. It had been declassified to them. The Department of Defense requested it be reclassified. And they said, we're going to have a hive mind, interconnected. Humans will choose to enter tanks and live. See, that's why in the 70s, Philip K. Dick was living in San Francisco and other areas and hanging out with all these people from Silicon Valley. And I've talked to people that manage the Philip K. Dick estate. I'll leave it at that. Philip K. Dick was not crazy. Philip K. Dick, before he died, was robbed. His safe was robbed. He had a big book coming out that was basically going to be nonfiction and was going to tell everybody what was going on. PKD. And you read all that and you go, man, so much of this is what's happening. Just like 1932, Brave New World is written by Aldous Huxley. And it's got people shrunk down a servant class to about 2 feet tall. It's got everybody drugged through the food and water and the genetic engineers basically giving themselves near immortality and then genetically engineering the general public where they're biological androids. Of course, he then wrote before he died and spoke, Huxley did at Berkeley, and said, this is actually our plan, and even though I'm telling it to you, you're not going to be able to escape it. Now, Paul Watson just ran into government documents. We just published more yesterday about the Rockefeller Foundation and all of this, where they're openly saying that they're pushing ahead with the drugging of the water and all of it. It's a Brave New World plan. They said they're going to shrink us down within the next few generations to the little servant class. Now, it's questionable whether they're going to be able to implement this, but the GMO that's fed to rodents does exactly what they're saying that they want to implement with this system. And Watson's got an article coming out in a few hours on this subject with new documents that are public, but no one's reported on. Just like they're teaching the bioethicists that soon they're going to start killing babies after birth, even though they're totally healthy. And I know when we first posted that article, people thought it was satire and a joke, even though we were listing the documents. And then 3 days later, you saw it all over mainstream news. Folks, this is all real, okay? This is all real. Most of us are already walking dead. We've already been given lethal dosages of chemical and biological agents. The next generation, you're already seeing it, is just going to be malformed, addled, mentally retarded, cancer, pediatric cancer that's already up over 20,000%. General cancer is up over 2,000% on average. Is just going to be epidemic. Most people you know are going to die of cancer. It's total warfare. That's why if they kill me, I'm not even worried about it anymore. I have reached a place of peace, and I realize all we can do is try to inject sanity. Crazy mad scientists are running things. And I am swimming in documentation. And the globalists openly, you can look this up. Brainwaves are lower on average. The general public is in a trance. There's all sorts of narcoleptic disorders off the chart now because once the brain gets trained to go into a sleep phase, it'll start seeking deeper. Got to stop watching television, folks, especially. Because even if you're watching a good show, there can be a carrier wave over it. I am 100% banning my children from even documentaries and computers now. I have to go and do it. It's that bad. This is a total globalist revolution against humanity. And here's the epiphany I had. I was driving into work this morning on a highway, and people now just slam their brakes on. People are driving 70 miles an hour, 65, 70. They slam their brakes on in front of you now to make a turn with no concern for themselves or you. See, that's what Prozac does in runoff in frogs and other amphibians, fish and crustaceans and things like shrimp. You can look at the big studies that just the Prozac runoff in the water that they're committing suicide. They just swim right up to fish. Birds are flying right into windows more and more. There's big articles about pedestrians all over the place are suddenly walking out into traffic. People are suddenly just falling off their bicycles everywhere. Bicycles now, I see it all the time, just pull right out into 70-mile-an-hour traffic down interstate highways. Just totally insane, no connection to reality. Fatalities are off the chart. And I call Watson, and I go, I got cars slamming their brakes on in front of me. People are texting all around me while they're driving. I'm looking at people. They look like zombies. He goes, I know, I'm seeing it myself. And I hang the phone up, and right as I get on 290, I'm going to tell you about when we come back and then go to Watson. This woman I look at her driving erratically. I'm going to tell you about this when we get back. She literally was sleep driving. And you're about to see this get a lot worse.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
It's not that people just aren't paying attention and walking into fountains, walking into cars. I was just looking at the statistics during the break. Off the charts in the Western world, increase in pedestrian fatalities. I was driving down Southwest Parkway one day and came up over a hill. I was going about 65 miles an hour. And it's also part of a reality-denying arrogance. A bunch of 10-speed riding, you know, bike riders were actually out in the road Not on the shoulder. They wanted to be in the road like it's theirs. And I narrowly got out of the lane, even though there was a car behind me, slammed my brakes on, and shot behind the other car. And they're getting killed every day, every hour. I mean, the numbers are just hundreds of bike riders getting plowed a week. And again, pedestrians walking out in front of cars. This is a phenomenon that's admitted. But it's more than just getting mesmerized by texting while you're driving. It's that the computer screen, once you become synced with it, there's different studies on the average computer screen or television, depending on the flicker rate. It might take 45 minutes the first time to go into a mesmerized state and lower your brainwaves and go into a sleep state. But once you've done it, it can take seconds. You ever notice children, when they see a television on, suddenly you can't get their attention even if firecrackers were going off in the room? This is what we're talking about. And this is on record. I was led into the University of Texas Psychology Department now 10 years ago by one of the top people who will remain nameless and is no longer there, has moved on to another facility, even more elite. And I was shown stuff. All of it was DARPA funded, or Department of Defense, same thing. And the whole place was giant multi-million dollar labs on how to have subliminals to make women sexually aroused when they watch a commercial, or how to have retina trackers when you're in a store shopping following your eye, or how to face scan you when you enter a bar. And, you know, they would tell you how many men were in a bar versus women. Now those apps are being rolled out on the streets, and just all studying every little facet, and monkeys chained down with wires in their brains. You know, these were TVs. I could see, you know, the monkeys out at the base outside Austin, just with flicker rate patterns hitting them, testing brainwaves. Just huge facilities just full of monkeys with the tops of their skulls cut off with wires wired in. I mean, all on how to savagely take control of your mind. And you now go into stores, you talk to people, they are under like an arrested development. The program they've been downloaded with is like a happy, goofy kind of Sesame Street for teenagers or adults. And then this morning, I'm going to go to Watson here in a moment. I was doing more research on Kony 2012 just because it's a modern Pentagon globalist psyop for war. And it's adults talking to adults, college students and high schoolers, going, hi, ooh, friendly, nicey, literally hopping around going, have a screening in your area. It's not threatening. Call. It's nice. It's fun. All these pink colors, green colors, you know, happy talking to people like they're five-year-olds or really three-year-olds. And that's what the New World Order, NPR voice, all of it is. And to watch these government operatives with a sinister gleam in their eye, they can't hide that because my subconscious supercomputer's on. I'm like seeing every bit of it. I'm like, wow, man, they know it. It's a giant army of technicians. And then I see the results. But here's what's happening. 9 out of 10 reactors worldwide, 400 plus, are leaking radiation. Government just raises the level of radiation, what they say safe. Everything's starting to fall apart. Corruption's going wild. The globalists have gone crazy. They've been drinking the Kool-Aid as well. And I'm here to tell you, society is going to go completely insane. Undoubtedly, wars have already begun. Proxy wars in Iran have begun like we said they would, and it's now admitted. Proxy wars in Libya, Syria, Uganda, mass murder. I mean, it's admitted the UN is just murdering people in mass, but it doesn't matter. They have guys in pink and green, you know, trendy plaid shirts dancing around saying it's loving. And so you talk to the public, and they giggle back at you with this self-satisfied look. The program, the conditioning they've been given is similar to have a three-year-old is throwing a fit, and you go, you know, if it's a girl, you're a princess, let's dress up like a princess. They go, princess! It's that make-believe thing that's normal for small children to develop different roles in their mind, but for adults. So it's literally a child program that they're running in adults out there, and the cops are following a tough guy program, and they're all about following programming, and I'm seeing it. And now the programming, the public is in such a sleep state, they are walking out in front of traffic. Their bikes are driving out. People are texting while driving. I'm going to talk to Watson about this when we get back, but I'm telling you, something big's about to happen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
The Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. But when you're inside, you look around. What do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters. The very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system that they will fight to protect it. And I would add, still others, even upon learning the truth, will decide through fear to try to join with the system. Those are the people that are willfully ignorant. I can't tell you how many media executives, how many people, when I tell them I don't want to be part of their system, they cannot believe it. I remember last year, New York Magazine had a quote by a Fox News executive saying, Alex Jones wants to be on Fox, but we don't want Alex Jones. It implied I tried to get on Fox News. You know what? I just told Fox that I don't want to be part of Fox TV shows. You've heard Mancow on air say that, you know, he wanted me and Breitbart to be on a show with him, and he's going to have his show. And, you know, I've said that I'm not going to be, I'm certainly not going to fly there and be part of it. I mean, I could go on a show and say whatever I want if it was live off satellite, but it's like I'm not seeking after that. I'm not going to make a break with the system by being part of it. I mean, I'm tempted to quit this radio show and TV and everything and do one video a week just breaking down the Matrix, because that's all that matters now. Covering little side issues, a little piece here, a little piece there, that isn't what matters. Let me explain something. Pediatric cancer from the 1940s is up over 20,000%. Go look up those rates. 20,000%. Your average cancer is up by 2,000% since the late 40s, early 50s. Go look it up. Breast cancer in the United States is exploding thousands of percentile and is the worst in the world. And then I have all the documents where they said they would do this to us. They are killing us. They're killing our women. And let me tell you something. I can't be around network TV executives in their suits and prancing around trying to show off. It makes me want to throw up. I see police now pulling over and searching people's cars. I want to pull over and laugh at them. Oh, you're going to search somebody's cars for drugs when it's on record. The criminals that run this government ship the drugs in. Rare cancers are exploding. Things that were once rare are now extremely common. None of this window dressing matters. Do you get it? None of it matters. None of it. We have a scientific elite that decided to have a total takeover of the entire biosphere of the planet and to wreck it, in their own words, so that they could patent it all. And when you can't have children because of the heavy metals and the GMO and all the manipulation, they say in the 30s that you would have to come to them to get genetic repair so that you could have children. But then when you do that, they're going to go in and alter it to make sure you're not aggressive or bad or you know, removing traits that they say are a problem. Now, expanding on all of this, there's a 3,000-year-old symbol for medicine, and it's two snakes intertwined with a staff in the middle. They were writing about atomic bombs in 1900, H.G. Wells and others. They were writing about DNA in the 20s, decades before it was discovered. There is an advanced technological civilization in the laboratory, the laboratory, that is beta tested and then rolled out to the public. I don't know how advanced the enemy is, but in general terms, they're 30 years advanced. And you think of 30 years advanced, that means AI computers. I know in the late 70s, they already had robot drones with DU Shabo meteor guns. I have that from the former director of Star Wars on this show, Dr. Bob Bowman, Colonel Bowman. Imagine what else is out there. They had space planes ready to decapitate all world leaders in 1 hour in the late 1970s. The only hope we've got is realizing that we are in a false reality. That's the only hope we've got. I am thrilled when I reach millions of people every day, but I'm also disgusted when I realize I have this giant platform that's growing and I'm not imparting the true knowledge properly to people. And the answer to this is, those of you that have good minds as well, you need to really get bold and speak out. Because I'm going to tell you, this is all accelerating. Technology is now doubling every year, not every 2 years. Soon it's going to be every month. than every week, than every day, than every hour, than every minute. The globalists have shown themselves, even with advanced technology, they're still just humans, and they're wicked, which means they have blind spots for empathy and understanding. Because being able to carry something out doesn't mean you have wisdom. They have computers supposedly thinking 100 steps ahead for them. And they have idiot savants that do that as well. But I don't think they're integrating all that data. And I know from the evidence I've seen, they're endangering themselves. No amount of underground bases, no amount of off-world space stations, no amount of high-tech garbage is going to protect you guys from what you've turned loose. You are collectively crazy. I have accessed my common sense, my ancestral genetic memories. I have accessed the full spectrum data analysis. Anybody can do this under deep study and focus. And let me tell you something. I guarantee you they're leading us towards the destruction of all life on this planet. We don't have long until mechanisms are triggered in this downward spiral that are going to lead to things that if God doesn't intervene, no flesh would be left alive. The Bible says the elites will run to the mountains, under the mountains and the caves, and beg the rocks to fall on their heads. Revelation says they traffic in the souls of men. I never knew what that meant till I researched the globalists. They do. That's what they're into. They love screwing people up. They love giving people false data. They love seeing people under literal spells. That's what it is. It's a scientific spell. When Kony 2012 has these promo videos where they're going, "Hi, we're your friends. Oh, loving. Ooh, ooh." And it's real, and getting into being silly and foolish. And we're going to have a war to save the children. And there's going to be mass war and death with a bunch of weird pot bellies dancing around. Like, ooh, ooh. And you're like, well, that's stupid. Why do they do that? No, it's been scientifically figured out. That's how you destroy people. I'm going to play this later. Paul Watson's been holding for like 30 minutes. I just wanted to get him on and talk to him. And by the end of the show, he's got this article coming out that he's not even going to get to yet. But, I mean, when you've read thousands of these documents, no kidding, over the last 17 years, where there's hundreds of them about how they're going to kill everybody once the world government's in place, how they're putting the poison in the water, the lithium, the Prozacs, variants, how the public's mesmerized, how DARPA and CIA run Google. And I just hope all you people out there who are running this system, I hope you enjoy yourselves. Because you're not just going to destroy the general public. You are guaranteed to destroy yourself, 100%. And we need to turn back now. This needs to stop right now. Now, I'm going to go to Watson. You had to be there. And I called Watson about this. I leave my house out in the country. I'm driving in towards 290. And on a road where people drive between 55 and 70, depending on which area of the road it is, different speed limits, people began slamming on their brakes in the middle of the highway to then turn across the medians, almost crashing into traffic, not once, not twice, but three times in a space of about 6 miles. I would then notice with my eagle eyes that I still, thank God, I used to have 2015 vision, it's 2020 now. God, as I lose my vision, it's terrible. I was able to notice each time they were all on cell phones. They had cell phones in front of them while driving like psychomaniacs. I called Watson and I said, these people are in a trance. We need to do more articles on the study showing the public in a trance. These new neural interface TV programs and 3D and all the stuff they're getting us ready for. In fact, I have some of the articles here that I had the guys print how the new video games are going to interface with the human brain. In fact, I just had them here in my stack, but I guess more stuff's been brought in, so I don't have it in front of me. And the point is that I'm driving, and I call Watson, and I tell him about this, and he says, no, I'm seeing it too. By the way, everybody in the office is saying they see it. You know, they go in shops. Everybody's like in zombie mode. People can't even talk. They all have this little giggling, burbling, like three-year-old thing because they're in an imaginary world. That's what a trance is, a spell. That's just an ancient term for a scientific manipulation, a mind game, hypnotizing somebody. There it is. Sony patents techniques of beaming info into brain. not just audio. That's Reuters. Of course, that was 5 years ago. It's now been implemented. And so each little upgrade of the computers gets you deeper into the control system until you just become, quote, a wirehead that Philip K. Dick wrote about 30 years ago, where they just wire you in, and there's so much pleasure from being wired in. And the elites wrote 70, 80 years ago about having surrogates, you know, biological androids that they have a computer connection to that actually go out, and then the globalists live in their little tanks. And I'm not saying this is going to happen, but this is what they're trying to set up. This is what these loons, geniuses as they are, and they envisioned this 100 years ago and are bringing it to fruition. And they're willing to wreck the biosphere, wreck every plant and animal species, human DNA, so that you've got to go to them to be able to have children. They want to play God. And I'm driving, and as right as I get on 290, it's before they have the medium there, before it rises up. It's three-lane. You know, there's routinely bicyclers that just come right out in 70-mile-an-hour traffic now. Pedestrians, I see them just walking out. People are getting killed everywhere. They're in trances. They don't have regular self-preservation mechanism. The globalists have turned it off electronically and chemically, psychologically, and spiritually. It all ties together. I see this woman driving a dark gold, kind of bronze, those little hybrid cars. I think it's one of the Fords. The police listing will know because she had the wreck. And she shot in the other lane of traffic. People stopped. I pulled over for a minute but went on because aid was rendered. And I need to get to the office. But the point is, I'm driving, just hang up with Watson. And I'm trying to keep back because everybody's driving like psychos. And I see this woman erratically coming out of the slow lane into the middle lane, and cars getting back. And I go, I bet she's texting. I want to be able to tell people if she, because I just saw three cars slam on their brakes, and I saw that two of them were texting. When I get in the medium, they pull over and still be, you know, slamming their brakes. I mean, you know, ready to die, ready to have their backs broken. Just no connection to reality. Just like the shrimp that end up getting on Prozac from runoff that swim up to the fish to be eaten, or to the birds, just right up to birds to be eaten. They just don't care. Bet money she was on some type of Prozac. And she starts going like this. So I pull up to see, just like I saw about a year ago driving into Port Aransas to take my kids fishing. I saw a giant gas truck, natural gas, in two lanes driving like a maniac, like he'd had 18 gallons of Jack Daniels. And I pulled up, and sure enough, he was watching a video with it in front of him. That's how addicted they are. He's driving with a full load, so I could see the axles down, of natural gas. It's a natural gas truck, and he's got it in front of him, and he's all out of the lanes. Now, again, that's how mesmerized they are by the computer screen and by TV. So this guy, we're going to Watson, was doing that. This woman, I pull up, there she is, looking and texting, and with one arm going like this, going 70 miles an hour, getting up onto 290. And I back off to observe. I'm about to take my camera up, even though that's not really safe, but I'm conscious and driving, and show some video to it. And she goes, boom, cutting across three lanes straight. And as I see her right in front of me, still looking at the screen in zombie land, in a mesmerized sleepwalking state, shooting across the grass median, because she'd been dead, you know, in 70 if she'd hit dividers that were just 100 yards up as you'd go up, shooting in front of two concrete trucks, spinning around and then gently slamming up against the wall, and the car stopped to help her. She had already turned in front of three lanes of traffic. They have no wonder they don't care if there's about to be a war with Iran. Of course they tell the military, go ahead and use DU, even though it's going to kill them. Of course they raise the level of radiation thousands of times and say it's safe. Of course. I mean, this is a public being murdered by chemical and biological weapons, total tyranny, way of life being destroyed, everything falling apart. Troops are going crazy, going into villages and killing 16 people in their houses for fun. We are a nation in a coma. We are under mind control. And you're going to start seeing more of it. I'm predicting now you're going to see more pedestrians walking out in front of cars and walking off cliffs and more people wrecking everywhere because the public is going to go completely into Zombieville. I predict you're going to start seeing people not going to work and just staying in their houses. They're already wireheads. They're already plugged in. Watson, I know you're working on the article while you sit there on Skype waiting, but did I call you this morning and say that cars were slamming on their brakes and driving like psychopaths everywhere?
That's right, Alex. And I mean, there was another one recently, wasn't there? There was a surveillance camera footage above a train platform, and a woman lets go of a baby stroller and it rolls across the platform towards the tracks. And then there's a guy walking past looking at his cell phone. He looks up at the baby stroller, but just lets it roll past him onto the tracks. And they managed to save the baby by about 10 seconds before it got hit by a train. So you see those kind of stories nearly every day now with this zombified population.
And we're not using zombified as a term. Folks, the brainwaves, Paul, I want to go big on this. I want to get all the data together that we've covered over the years and really show people scientifically, to the scientific elite that isn't totally controlled, and say, is this really what you want? Because so they can control us, they've zombified the public. So they've got to turn it up high enough to like really control those that would be resisting them. So only the very few can break through the programming. But I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Rusted chains of prison moon. wings are shattered by the sun. I walk the road.
Paul Watson has gotten his article up, and I know he's going to add some of the news clips where they're promoting lithium in the water. But here's the Atlantic, big establishment liberal publication, How Engineering the Human Body Could Combat Climate Change. And they go on to say the elite want to add chemicals and biologicals to our food and water to make us small little creatures, elfin creatures, to not hurt the earth. And then how they're going to ban eating meat and use operant conditioning to totally control us. And again, I tell you about this stuff 10 years ago that was in all the policy reports. You'd laugh at me. Now it's out in the open. And you are being engineered by the flicker rate, by the TV. I think even with my shows, just because of the nature of it, everybody should pretty much not watch television but listen to it. You definitely need to not watch mainstream television because that's where it's really full of propaganda, not just with the flicker rate but the actual message. You need to read more with old-fashioned books. We need to realize we're in a fight for human consciousness more now than ever. Paul, I know that we've said this before, but when I say it's an epiphany, it hit me. This is the battle. This is everything. And this is what the globalists are all about. You brought up people now more and more all over the world seeing a woman bleeding to death, a cop run over by a car, and they're not helping people. That's because the globalists have engineered not resisting tyranny, not resisting threats. I tell the story of the people not helping the woman choking to death. And I had to push them out of the way, and they were just saying, 911, 911, she would have died. I mean, it literally, they've turned people into jellyfish cattle. Paul Watson.
But they've got a solution for us, Alex. It's the pharmacological enhancement of empathy and altruism. They're going to give us drugs which influence our behavior so that we're more environmentally aware, according to this New York bioethics professor who's come out with this paper.
But it hasn't worked very well because they put sodium fluoride in there and the other things to reduce fertility and dumb us down. I mean, I guess more is needed?
Well, they say that basically the biggest problem is climate change, and to combat climate change, we need, quote, biomedical modifications of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, this is not going to apply to the elite, just as the Plandopolis vision for the future showed, you know, all the slaves weren't allowed to drive cars, only the rich people were. So it only applies to the serfs, obviously. But they're going to basically inject children with embryos to make them small, like you said in Brave New World at the beginning, where it's all this subclass race of tiny dwarf-like people. But it's for the good of the planet. And so that's why.
By the way, Huxley said that was the plan. His brother founded UNESCO, which is the policy setter for 1021.
But now it's trendy. Apparently it's trendy now, and it's for the planet. So the moral equivalency of that trumps the moral equivalency of genetically engineering babies in labs. Apparently that's trendy now and liberal and touchy-feely, not a scientific dictatorship, according to this professor. So, I mean, yeah, talking about giving people patches or drugs which make them adverse to meat. So, of course, that'll completely collapse a massive part of the economy, but it's for the good of the planet.
But they're not drugging us now, even though they've done Associated Press water studies in all the major cities and find levels of drugs that shouldn't be there, even from runoff, like serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And it's not one particular brand or molecule. It's the general base generic version. They're already drugging your water, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.